Moving on now, people in the Syrian city of Homs have rallied outside the UN mission to call for action to save two besieged villages in the Idlib countryside. Demonstrators called on the international community to help lift the months-long militant siege of the Fu'a and Kafaria villages, where a large number of people are trapped. They also asked for sending relief aid to the area. Fu'a and Kafaria are the last government-held areas in Idlib province, which fell in the hands of militants in March. Scores of people have been killed in the villages over the past months. Now, for more on this, let's go to Damascus and talk to Press UE's Mohammed Ali, our correspondent there. Mohammed, some people have criticized the United Nations for not doing enough for Syria in general, but just what can the United Nations do now?
Well, the United Nations can do some action by pressuring perhaps some countries that are supporting those troops, those foreign-backed militants, those terrorists that are actually, in the end, attacking those civilian areas, those residential quarters. The Syrian government has time and again, since the beginning of the unrest, called on the United Nations to pressure the countries that are supporting those militants. Particularly, we're speaking here about Turkey. Turkey, for example, which has allowed thousands of terrorists to cross the borders, infiltrate from Turkey into Syria, and eventually those same terrorists took control of Idlib and, of course, its countryside, except for those two villages. The United Nations can pressure those countries, perhaps, to stop the support they're providing, whether the logistic support or at least the military support provided to those militants coming into Syria. Now, this is not the first demonstration, Hassan, that is held of course, in solidarity with the residents of Kfaria and Al Fu'a in Aleppo, Homs, and Damascus. There have been similar demonstrations during the past couple of 2 months, as ferocious fighting in parallel is happening there, and attacks are being launched by those terrorists against those two villages, which its residents itself are carrying weapons and defending them. Just today, today, Hassan, the popular committees defending the two villages attacked the militants surrounding those two villages and confiscated a tank and set three vehicles on fire. One of them was equipped with a machine gun. In retaliation also of the attacks that are happening against those two villages, the Syrian Air Force and fighter jets also targeted the militants around Al Fu'a and the Kfaria, assisting perhaps the army personnel and the popular committees that are defending themselves in those two villages. So the situation is very difficult inside those two villages, but still the Syrian army and the residents are still holding there.
All right, Press UE's Mohammed Ali giving us the latest from Damascus. Thanks, Mohammed.